Bubba.
Kenny Chesney got to the studio, thought it looked like a bar.
We wish I'd have known. We'd had Bloody Marys.
No, we normally have the fridge stocked with beer. But like, here's the bad thing about having a refrigerator in a building. You put beer in there, and people go and take them.
And all the country singers come in.
It disappears. It's just like, wasn't this full? Who's drinking this? Like, we have beer ghosts. We have alcoholic ghosts.
Can you go see if we have two beers?
Look at that.
Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Patrick's going to have one, too.
Knock yourself out. It's a little loud.
Kenny's like,
that song?
I'm in training.
Pop goes a chance of doing anything today.
Josh Turner is with us, and Josh, you know Patrick.
I do. We go way back.
Way back. And
Big D was actually calling Patrick 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and this is what he got when he went to voicemail.
Hey, it's Patrick. I can't take the call right now, but thanks for calling. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
So you're known for your sultry tones.
Could we talk you into doing his voicemail for him?
What's up, y'all? This is Patrick. Just leave a message at the tone, and I'll call you back. I'll at you.
Oh, he said I'll at you.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have to put that on my phone?
Yes.
It's
going on your phone.
Why would you not? People will think they're calling the Justice League. Jason Aldean. What up, Pimp Daddy?
What's up, man? How are you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
Guys are so weird. Like, why do I say Pimp Daddy? Like, I haven't said Pimp Daddy.
Because that's what you do is you're like, I say homie all the time. It's like something you say to your boys.
That's cool. I mean, I feel like I know y'all well enough.
We can make our voice
use
go
your
up
lingo.
Into a falsetto and say Pimp Daddy.
Yeah, of course.
What up, Pimp Daddy? What up, baby?
What's like your go-to greeting for your buds?
I use homie a lot.
You ever use dog?
Yeah, I'm sure I use that.
Dog? Well, I haven't used. I don't think I've ever used dog.
I use dude a lot. That's my what's up, dude?
You use that a lot when you can't remember like people's names?
Oh, yeah.
What about bud?
No, I don't say bud.
No, you say that is my bud. You can say that's my bud John. That's my bud whoever. That's my bud Jason.
Dude.
But you can't say, hey, bud. Because then it's like, hey, guy, I don't remember your name.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Unless the guy's name is Bud. And then he's like, damn, that's cool. You remember my name.
It's time for Dustin Lynch to get to the next level in superstardom.
Can I be in control of one of your shows right now?
Yes. Okay.
Dustin,
make the set list.
Third song in, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Third song in. Here's what's going to happen. We put the shirt on. Okay, the shirt. Oh, what? But D, the shirt has kind of an already, it's already ripped. It's got like, but it's barely held on by this very loose thread
that's
that
your,
you can't see from a distance.
That's
oh,
your
I know.
Money shirt.
Here's what's going to happen, Dustin. About halfway through your third song, you're going to get a fan jump on stage and she's going to be overzealous and then she's going to pull your shirt and it's going to rip and your shirt's going to come off. And
third song in?
And then you're
that
like,
seems a little early to me.
You're like, oh, no, because it happens twice.
Oh, okay.
now put these pants on. But, dude, these pants are barely together. And then the next day you watch social media and it's everywhere. Every radio station will be talking about it. You catapult.
This is what we do for a living.
Dude, are you in?
Raised also with awareness for the new album. I like it.
Yes.
Hey, it's the 48th annual CMA Awards tonight on ABC Bridgestone Arena.
What's up, dude?
Luke Bryan is with us.
But
come on.
Man, what is up with
you
and your
mean
butt?
Man, a lot of talk about the old butt. It's nothing really.
They don't think it's special?
I mean, I've seen a better butt.
Well, yours is broken. It's got a crack in it.
Dude,
you can use that.
What was that? Second grade?
Third. It's still as good as it was.
Did you say that one with your Michael Jackson jacket on and your parachute pants?
Dude, I was so fat. I was so fat. I couldn't wear all that stuff. All the cool kids.
Well, the parachute.
Shut up.
Not the pants.
What'd you get out? Why are you so awful?
We played Password. It was Big D and Patrick against Bubba and Brett Eldridge.
You can say anything but the password.
That's right.
And I have to guess what it is.
And here we go.
All right.
A snack food, orange, crunchy.
Cheez-Its.
No. Does have a funky kind of flavor. Mascot is a tiger, a lion. Seriously? Well, how does it? Our opponent.
I know that you don't. Can we steal?
Oh, we're out of time.
Okay. Steal.
All right.
What is it?
Cheetos.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So, Brett Eldridge. Here we go. Brett Eldridge.
This is for the win, by the way.
Pigs in a
blanket.
Boom. Done.
I'm not sure you can't do that. What? Pretty sure that was. That. I don't think you can do that.
Fair. Well, first of all, I didn't say what it was, and second of all, Brett Eldridge is a much smarter man than Patrick.
And pigs love blankets.
Yes, they.
Way back whenever Blake and Miranda were married, we gave them a gift of taxidermy, which Blake loves, but it looks like over the past 4 years, Miranda has only put up with.
Is that animals that we gave Blake still in the house, or is that gotten rid of yet?
No, it's in the house. God.
Is it up on the
now it's above
ice?
The TV.
It's above the TV now. It was above, like, the refrigerator or something
for
a while.
Yeah, it was on the ice maker. Now it's on the above TV with all the deer horns.
Good.
What is it, like a frog riding a...
Don't act like you don't know.
It's an armadillo, or it's a possum on a frog, riding a frog. It's real weird.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's not weird.
It's
art.
It's so awesome.
It's art.
Yeah, well, it's we love it.
I'm glad it's got a good home then.
Yeah.
Tyler Farr told us about his secret love of classical music and opera.
Can you see me going down to my 2500 HG Chevy just...
Yeah.
Macaroni grill, penne pasta frite.
That was actually pretty good.
That was
good.
Wasn't
really good.
Breadsticks here. I will go to Olive Garden.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's really impressive. I didn't, I never heard you actually do that before. I
things
knew
you didn't know about
didn't know,
Tyler people Fong. You know.
I just took tobacco out of my mouth like 5 minutes ago.
Florida Georgia Lion in the studio, and they brought their dog.
He thinks he owns everything. He just walks into everywhere.
What's up? You want to say hi? You're on the microphone. Oh, Harley is licking my microphone.
Listen to that.
Look, you can see the dog.
Oh, yes. That is flipping nasty.
Harley?
He licked you. Let him lick your microphone?
Well, I couldn't stop him. I was trying to get him to go on the air. And,
dang.
You know.
He don't have any germs.
He's a licker.
How much would you pay me to lick this, Big D?
I'll pay 20.
I got 20 on that.
20. I've got
Big
10.
D?
That's 50, are we getting this? I think. This is the microphone that the dog just licked, and you can still see the slobber.
Oh,
and he's going to lick it for $50.
There's my 20.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, man of my word, there's 20,
good
sir.
Here you go. I got money, though. God,
I can't even tell you guys the stuff that he's licked. So it's
The Big D and Bubba Show. The Big D and Bubba Show.